This is GamerCast episode 359, Titanfall Price Drops. This is the show recorded on the 28th of October, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Le Catherine.
Hello.
Je suis je n'ai pas de bois. This week, je suis Frenchy.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. That can't be as cute as will I. Bonjour.
So what's going on in the news? The chat room's actually going on saying, hey, you talking about this, hey, you talking about that.
We're currently not talking about Dark Matter in our news. Would you like us to talk about Dark Matter in our news?
What is a Dark Matter?
Shard's been reviewing Dark Matter.
How can you review it when we've got no, like, sensors or detectors that can detect it? We can only detect it gravitationally.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I know what you're talking about now. Dark Matter.
They took it off Steam and GOG. What's GOG?
Goodoldgames.com.
Sound like Steam, but better?
Yeah, I think it's all DRM-free. Might be wrong about that.
As opposed to Steam, where it's all DRM-maxed.
Yeah.
To the max.
And they, because they're called GOG, Good Old Games, they generally put out older games that you can't necessarily get on Steam. So, games that you remember from the good old days.
Alright, are we doing the news or are we talking about Dark Matter? Because obviously we can get into science if you really want.
No, we can talk about the news.
Well, shall we do that then? Because First up, we are talking about Rise of Venice.
Yeah, so this is just a brief mention that we've got a competition going on the GamerCast YouTube account.
I'm getting so many emails about this. We need to change who gets the emails from YouTube.
Yeah, we could change it from you not getting it. We could just have it to, like, different email. So, yeah, we've got a Rise of Venice competition going on right now where you can win one of five copies. It's a PC game. The copy is a Steam key. Of course, we've just been bitching about Steam.
Can I enter it?
We haven't really got anything that says otherwise. It's like a trading empire style game. So, like, what is it, Port Royal?
So, like, Rome.
Is it Port Royal? Or am I getting confused? Well, that's a full-on strategy there. And the competition ends October 31st, which is this Thursday, for anyone who doesn't know when it is. And if you pop on our YouTube channel or on the website, you can see how to enter then. You generally just have to put in a comment and you can be a chance of winning it. So yeah, that's cool. So you can do that. Because presumably this will be up before maybe Thursday?
I will have this up probably tonight.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Because, yeah, I know otherwise the podcasts have been too late, but it'll have to be tonight or who knows when it'll get up.
I'll fuel you for editing. Cool, so go on the YouTube channel or on the website to find out a bit more about that. I think it's on the main page for the website still.
Website.
Otherwise, just go on YouTube.
www.gamercast.net.
Okay. Next up, Titanfall news. So Titanfall's been given a release date.
I'm actually getting semi-interested in Titanfall.
I enjoyed it at your gamer. You can see me in the video.
Yeah, Catherine and Charlotte both feature in the video.
See me laughing because I probably just got killed. It might have been when someone stealth killed me. I was like looking over the side of a building and I was like aiming and shooting people. And then someone climbed up from the other, from down below and knifed me.
If somebody sends me the time of when Catherine and Charlotte feature in the video to feedback at GamerCast.net, I'll give them a shout out next week.
So yeah, they've given it a release date. It's coming out on March 14th in the UK. That's coming out on Xbox 360, Xbox One, and PC on those dates. It's an exclusive window for Microsoft consoles, because presumably it's coming out on other ones later on.
There's been rumours about how it's exclusive for a time, but nobody has said anything like that.
Okay, I thought it had like an exclusivity window.
Yeah, there's been rumours about it, but I've seen nothing officially confirmed by EA or Microsoft.
Okay.
So they've always referred to it as an exclusive. I think the Sony fanboys who are really desperate for a game obviously would like it to be multi-platform. But the thing with Titanfall is on Xbox One, it does use a bit of cloud computing stuff, so...
Well, I know lots of people who are seeing the release of Titanfall as they're going to buy an Xbox One the day it comes out. And they're hoping kind of it has a bundle with it.
It really seems fluid. You know, just jumping about, building to building.
You have to get used to it, though. I did find it a little bit tricky to get used to.
Well, if you've played Mirror's Edge, you know...
Well, it's...
Take Mirror's Edge and merge it with Battlefield 2142. Boom, you've got Titanfall.
Well, the issue I found is you have to... Because you only... Of course, because it's a double jump, you get to jump once. But then there's, like, rules on sliding and then double jumping and stuff. And you have to go, of course, at a slight angle, and that's the thing I always find hard with sliding on walls in games. I had that issue with Prince of Persia as well. But yeah, so it's coming out that date on March 14th. It's coming out March 11th for those in America, because the 14th is a Friday, same day as Dark Souls 2. It's looking really cool. They've announced a collector's edition, which, my God, is really expensive.
We don't know if we're going to get this collector's edition, because it's almost as expensive as a certain console. In fact, it's more expensive than the last console you bought.
Yeah, my Wii U was cheaper than the Titanfall Collector's Edition.
So if you're thinking about buying the Titanfall Collector's Edition, buy a Wii U instead. Much better value for money.
Yeah, so the Titanfall Collector's Edition is retailing at $249.99. In America, it's $249. So same prices either way. Of course, you know, it'll work out a little bit cheaper if you're in America. Well, if you buy an American game here, but, you know, what...
As a Minecraft Xbox 360 controller. Let's just show that on the screen for
that's an Xbox One controller.
Oh, sorry, Xbox One controller. That's what I meant.
That's cool. I like that. It looks nice.
It looks disgusting.
I think it's cool.
But if you like Minecraft, oh my God, it
changed.
Where's it going?
There it is.
There you go, chat room.
Oh, it's someone making custom controllers. There you go. Not visual. Inspired.
Inspired. Sorry, I just saw it in the Twitter.
So yeah, it retails at £250. You get an 18-inch Atlas Titan figure. So it's the Atlas Titan. It's diorama. It's got like a guy and a, I think it's got like a guy going into him. I think I can't really remember. But in a similar EA fashion. So I'd like to hope, because this is Respawn and it's like not. Well, but then again, that was a crisis. So I'd like to hope that they've got someone good making the figure for them. They haven't announced a company as of yet or anything like that. But EA previously released Crisis 2, and I bought the Nano Edition, which came with a figure, and the figure was terrible. It was really poor quality, didn't look very good, and it had flashing LED lights because he was on a taxi, and this has battery powered LED lights, I don't know, I need to see really high detailed photos, I think, of this figure, although to be fair I'm not going to spend £250 on it anyway, but I'd want to see some good pictures of it before I would even think about anything like £250. But as well as the figure, you get a full-size art book, which sounds quite nice, because it's more than 190 pages, so probably like 192 pages, of concept art and other various things. So there's probably storyboards in there, environment art, character art, probably some in-game renders of some variety as well. And that, as far as I'm aware, is a full A4 size book, which is nice, because of course A5 is generally the going art book size that comes with games these days. It's quite rare usually when you get a nice big one, and this one sounds quite nice. Hopefully they'll release it separately. However, of course, the one that came with the Nano Edition for Crisis 2 was not a separate release, so this one might only come with this only ever. And as well as that, you get a full-size schematic poster of the Atlas Titan. It's also, anyone who pre-orders Standard or Collector's Edition will receive a limited edition poster at participating retailers. Game are selling it in the UK. I'm not sure how well they've done with pre-orders so far. I remember when it popped up for pre-order, and Game on their Facebook page posted about pre-ordering it, and most of the comments were saying it's too expensive. There were maybe two people I saw who said pre-ordered and so on.
Pre-order.
But it's a lot of money to spend on one game.
Isn't it?
A hell of a lot of money.
In fact, it's too much money to spend on one game.
Like, you know, £100 is more than enough as it is. But 250? Buy a Wii U for that. So yeah, that's enough about Titanfall. But we are looking forward to it. Although I'm sure Paul would play it on PC, not on
I Xbox would play it on the One. PC, but...
But?
It's Origin, isn't it?
So
I might actually, in that case, be tempted to play on Xbox. But you've still got dedicated servers. So we won't have to worry about this peer-to-peer nonsense that you have to worry with on the 360 and the PlayStation.
Well, we wouldn't get it on the 360 anyway, would we?
No, of course not. Get it on the One.
The but One. Like is that what they call the One?
Well, we have to shorten it somehow. It's either X1, that's still two syllables, or the One, that's two syllables, but it rolls one actually, the One. Okay. If people say 360, the One. The One's even shorter.
Next up, some PlayStation 4 news. So, similar to how, not last week, of course, because we didn't do a show last week. But the week before last.
Yeah, because I was busy last week.
Mm-hmm.
Busy wasting my time.
Game are doing Xbox One lock-ins, which is what we mentioned before. Yeah, and they're now doing PlayStation 4 lock-ins. They're happening between now and
the future.
The 17th of November. So unlike the Xbox One one, they're not lasting right up until the launch. They're actually finishing before the launch of the console. And they're happening in a variety of stores. I think... around about the same amount of stores that are doing Xbox One lock-ins as well. 62 game stores.
Is that it?
Yeah, 62. And they will have playable FIFA 14.
Lol.
Octodad.
Lol.
Octodad's cool, but it's a PC game. Knack.
Lol.
The one of the only first-party titles, which is weirdly not being advertised like anywhere. But it's this platformer, which is nice that it's got a first-party platformer coming out on launch. Super Motherload. Not sure what that is. Pinball Arcade and Contrast. Contrast is really good. However, it is multi-platform. But I highly recommend Contrast because it's a lovely platform puzzle game.
So how many games are exclusive that they're showing? Knack.
I'm not sure what Super Motherload is.
Possibly Super Motherload.
But Contrast is coming out on... Club? No, Contrast is...
No Killzone?
No. Contrast is coming out on, like, current-gen platforms as well, because it's an indie arcade game. But they're taking advantage of, like, PS4 shininess with their PS4 version, because it's all about light and dark. Well, light and shadows. So, yeah, you can check on the game website to see a list of all the stores doing it, like Cardiff are doing it, Glasgow, Swansea, Edinburgh, Bournemouth, Poole, Yeovil, High Wycombe. Those places. Some start earlier than others. Some start like 5 o'clock. Some start at 8 o'clock. So it depends on your store. So yeah. Next up, release date announcement: Mario and Sonic at the how do you say it?
Sochi.
2014
Olympic. At the Russian 2014 Olympic Winter Games.
Olympic Winter Games. It's such a mouthful, that title. Don't you think? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it'll get abbreviated to Mario and Sonic 2014.
Yeah. It's coming out on the 8th of November for the Wii U.
Wii U.
So yeah, that's got a release date. I believe, I don't know if it's exclusive. Is it exclusive to Wii U? Or will it actually come out on the Wii?
I hope it's exclusive.
That's one thing I don't know. Because I remember them talking about it and announcing, well, and showing it on the last Nintendo Direct or the one before.
Actually,
it looks all right.
Shall I post on Twitter? Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games, now available on Xbox One. Oh, wait, it won't fit on Twitter with a title that long. What's your name?
Okay. Another release date, Black Guards, which is a upcoming turn-based RPG for PC. It's coming out January next year. And they've given that as a rough estimate for a release date. X Rebirth is being given a collector's edition, as this is the upcoming X game. Which number is this now? How many have they done?
4, excluding expansion packs.
Yeah, so this is the 4th? Maybe.
Who knows?
And it's coming out on November 15th. And in the UK, we're getting a collector's edition, which is available for £60. With it, you get...
Elite Dangerous. Woo!
Well, you get X the Space Opera per Musica ad Albion. And an extensive making of on Blu-ray. So I guess that's some kind of little film thing they've made, or I don't know, based off X. You get a soundtrack, a pack of X playing cards, a removable sleeve, and X.
One for Reese Baxter.
X LEDs flashlight. I'm not sure how big that'll be, probably quite little. Update of the official X encyclopedia for filing, plus a digital version, an X encyclopedia, 10 large postcards featuring artwork, an art booklet which is 28 pages, a sticker, a double-sided poster, and a full-colour manual. For any X fans out there, it's nice to see you getting a bit of love with a little collector's edition. Apparently Rebirth looks pretty, according to the chat room.
Alright.
When was the last X game you played?
Last one I played was number 3.
Did you not get number 4? X3 Terran Conflict. 19 hours. Okay.
I played X2 more.
Yeah. Next up, Professional Farmer 2014 has been announced and is having a release date in late November.
You know, Farming Simulator is successful when people are now ripping it off.
This is like not the first one as well.
It's the FIFA Manager to Football Manager of the Farming Simulator world.
Yes, that's coming out late November and is going to be $14.99 for a standard edition or $24.99 for a collector's edition, apparently. And they're partnering with a variety of brands of farming equipment that I haven't heard of.
Like Farm
Cram
Man.
And Rauch and Zunhammer and Flegel? I don't know. Amazon and Horsch.
I don't really drive farm equipment.
No, me neither.
So I'm not really familiar with their manufacturers.
Watch Dogs news. So we would have said this last week. However, you know, I thought I'd still mention it anyway. Watch Dogs has been delayed, as everyone should kind of know by now. So yeah, it was always a bit weird that it hadn't been playable properly yet. Considering they had Eurogamer, about a month ago now, which was, you know, just shortly before the potential launch of Watch Dogs, and they still didn't have it playable. Of course, they had, like, Black Flag playable and stuff. But yeah, it was quite strange, so I didn't think it was much of a surprise that they did actually delay it.
For those watching the live stream, you can see our live tile in Windows 8.1, so I suggest you pin the Gamercast website immediately.
If you're running 8.1.
Who isn't running 8.1? Only slow people who don't know how to use the latest software available.
Or don't get round to installing it.
So yeah, get it installed. See the latest updates, live tile. No. You can even make it really big.
Yeah, it looks nice when it's big. Because it doesn't have, different things. So yeah, Watch Dogs has been delayed. It feels in a way like it impacts the next-gen stuff a little bit, I suppose.
It impacts it mainly for the PS4, simply because the PS4 launch lineup is already weak and Watch Dogs would probably be one of the main games that people buy. On the Xbox One, it's not that big of a deal because there are 4 exclusives first-party games that everyone must buy. And they are, of course, Zoo Tycoon, Rise, Dead Rising and Forza Motorsport.
You got Killer Instinct. Is that not first party?
Well, that's free.
Yeah, that's true. It's also a shame that it's lost its kind of...
Well, free with microtransactions to buy the character you want.
That it's lost a kind of large-scale game. Of course, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is presumably very, very large and has taken on a lot of Far Cry 3-ness onto it to make the brand better. Maybe the game just wasn't looking as great as they thought, or maybe they played GTA 5 and they were like, ooh.
Maybe all the developers were playing GTA 5 and didn't do any work on the game. That's my hypothesis.
Yeah.
But the thing is, who cares? Obviously, it matters to the PlayStation gamers because they've got Killzone and Killzone and Killzone and Killzone.
Well, at the end of the day, what's good about the Watch Dogs delay is that
it's one less game to buy.
It's one less game to buy on launch of console, and it also means that they put more time and effort into it. It will mean it'll have less bugs. They'll get those. Well, it potentially means it will have less bugs, have features that they may have decided to cut last minute, but then they've now thought, oh, we've got a little bit of extra time now, let's put that back in, kind of thing.
Alright.
So that's coming out spring at some point. No month announced, probably so they can see how much time they need. And to, I guess, get as most development time out of it as possible. And bug fixings. On the Ubisoft kind of theme, because the next few things are Ubisoft, Ubisoft have announced that the HD release of Assassin's Creed Liberation, which is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC, is coming out on PS3 and PC on January 15th. And Xbox 360 at a currently unknown date. Not 100% sure why that is. I guess maybe they've given some exclusivity for PlayStation 3, as they generally give exclusive stuff, I suppose, for Ubisoft titles on PlayStation consoles. And that's going to be $15.99, which is nice and cheap. And for a limited time as well, anyone who purchases has already purchased the season pass for Assassin's Creed 4 on 360 will receive a 25% discount off the purchase of Liberation on its release. So that's that. And then they've also announced that Rayman Fiesta. Oh, is that spelled wrong in there? Oh, it is. Fiesta Run, although I've got it down here as Riesta Run. not sure how I did that. Fiesta Run has been given a release date, which is the upcoming Rayman Run type game. So the Rayman Jungle Run came out on devices last year? It came out last year, I think. Yes, that's the Liberation is the Vita game, sharp. Fiesta Run is the kind of sequel to it, but looks different. The previous one was Jungle, now it's Fiesta, so you can kind of guess what the theme is. For the new game, so it'll be all bright colours, party kind of stuff, maracas, cocktail umbrellas, and it's coming out on iOS, Google Play and the Amazon App Store for $1.99 on November 7th. They haven't announced any other platforms, but it would be nice if they released on other platforms, because I quite enjoyed Jungle Run, so that's cool. Nintendo announced this last week, but I'm still mentioning it anyways because they're cool. They've announced two new 3DS XLs that are being released in the UK. I believe America just got an announcement recently, or at least it was a rumour that I saw the other day. And they're releasing firstly a Zelda 3DS XL for the release of A Link Between Worlds. This is a black bottom and gold top 3DS with the Triforce on the, I suppose if you're looking at it with it completely open on the left hand side, you've got Triforce on the top and the bottom, and they kind of mirror each other to coincide with this Between Worlds. And that's going to be £200 and come with a digital copy, because Nintendo love digital these days, of A Link Between Worlds. So that's cool, and that'll be coming out on November 22nd to coincide with the release date. And then they've released an even better console, a 3DS, which is a Luigi one.
Luigi! It
looks so cool.
It's the guy who isn't Mario, but is a plumber.
He's slimmer as well.
And he's not taller. Fat kid.
He's taller. He does more exercise, I guess. And he's got loads of different multicoloured Luigis, kind of in a green tone, but some of them kind of turquoisey and a kind of mossy green colour, just kind of printed all over the console. I think like the Animal Crossing one, but with Luigi's. And that is coming out this week, on November 1st. And it's just celebrating the year of Luigi. Doesn't come with a game, but retailing at $179.99. You can also purchase them off the Nintendo store, and I know a friend of mine picked one up and actually had it delivered last week. So we got that nice and early. More Nintendo news. Bravely Default, which I think we mentioned, was getting a collector's edition, has had it announced. The collection is really nice looking. It comes with the game itself, of course, a figure of Agnes, which is one of the characters from within the game, a deluxe art book. The term deluxe art book doesn't explain what the art book looks like, how big it is, sizing, page numbers, etc. It comes with 34 AR cards, so I guess it has an AR card thing going for it, and the soundtrack as well. Bravely Default's coming out on the 6th of December. Apparently this collection's for sale on Shop 2. I tried to look on their website the other day, and every time I searched for it, the website broke.
Look.
So that was great. However, as well as that, anyone who pre-orders the game at Game will get a special pre-order bonus, which is a smaller art book. So presumably the deluxe art book's a large one, but it depends on how large the box is. Of course, it comes with a figure, so that can make it kind of big. But that's cool. It's a new Square Enix RPG coming to the 3DS. Next up, brief mention for the awesome Enslaved Odyssey to the West. So this is a game that came out 2007, maybe? Or 2008? I'm not sure.
Enslaved?
No, 2009.
Enslaved?
Yeah.
It's like 2010 or something? 2008.
I don't know. I'm guessing dates here. Then again, I got it when it came out, so it must have been 2010. Yeah, you're right.
We were in Aldershot when you were playing.
I know. I remember where I was when I was playing it. I remember buying it from a HMV because it came in the. I got it from the Guildford HMV.
HMV.
Well, it came in the special thing with a book. I didn't want the book, but I wanted the special version. It's had a release, as well as digitally on PS3, a release on Steam, which is quite nice. It gives it achievements, cloud saves, as everything should do on Steam these days. And it also gives you the DLC, which is Pixie's Perfect 10, and some character enhancement skins, which includes Ninja Monkey, Classic Monkey, and Sexy Trip. Trip is the name of the lady there. Enslaved Odyssey of the West, I highly recommend it. I really enjoyed playing it on Xbox 360. I recommended it to a friend and she loved it. It's a great game. It was kind of ignored by a lot, or it didn't critically, well, it didn't sell that well, but it was known for being okay. I know a few people that had a few issues with it. The combat wasn't perfect. But overall, it's a really good game with a very good end. Yeah, I'll say that. I won't spoil anything. So I highly recommend you pick it up. Have I got a price for it? No, I don't have a price for it. Journey of a Roach is an upcoming point-and-click adventure game, which actually I just previewed, and the preview went up today, a couple of hours ago. And it's just a brief mention that it's got a release date, or its release date's been announced. So what it is, it's, as you may guess from the title, Journey of a Roach. It's a game about two cockroaches who kind of go on a journey to go back up to the surface because one of them saw a flower and the other one got pretty excited about it, so they decided to take a leave of absence from their little post-apocalyptic bunker that they live in. And as well as that, being a point-and-click adventure game, it features no dialogue or written text in the game, which is of course quite nice when games tend to do this. So everything is displayed through the, well, everything's conveyed through the environment, or you have like, well, they have these little speech bubbles, but of course instead of speech they have pictures, so they're kind of illustrative, so they'll show cute little things, and the cockroaches themselves are amazingly adorable. But the game itself is coming out on 5th of November on Windows and Macintosh, and you can read my preview on the website. Otherwise, I thought it was really nice. I just hope the rest of the game is just as good as the preview was. So that's cool. On a Daedalic kind of run, because Journey of a Roach is being published by Daedalic, they've opened up an online store that you can now go on, which is Daedalic Online Store, so I thought I'd give a mention of that. You can get things like mugs, t-shirts, posters, soundtracks, and a few other little things for all their kind of adventure games. So you can get the soundtrack for Journey of a Roach, a variety of mugs for like Deponia, there were some t-shirts, look on the store. They only ship across Europe, and if you purchase over 30 euros worth of stuff you get free shipping, and you also get a free mouse mat, I guess if you spend over 30 of Daedalic's interpretation of the Last Supper painting. Contrast news, you can pre-order it on Steam, so go pre-order it if you're looking forward to it on a PC as opposed to consoles. Of course, presumably the game will look great on PC and take advantage of good graphics cards. But the game itself will be available mid-November, and if you pre-order for PC, you receive a copy of the soundtrack straight away, as well as a 52-page art book and 25% discount off what the final price will be. So I highly recommend that. And a last mention, for Hyperdimension Neptunia PP, which is, what, presumably the third Hyperdimension Neptunia game that's going to be coming out. It's been announced that they're developing a new one for, well, it's currently called PP because it's a working title, for Vita, for North America and European markets in 2014. They're planning to release it at retail and via the PlayStation Network, created by Idea Factory and Compile Heart. And yeah, it will be coming out, so presumably it's already out in Japan. And yeah, that's it for the news this week, while Paul's quoting some stuff on the chat room. The collector's edition content on consoles. There's no physical collector's edition. So yeah, that's it for the news.
New releases this week.
So this week we've got a fair few games coming out, I'd say. The biggest, well, one of the biggest ones is what will be available from some stores within a few hours. Because some places do them in their launches, aren't they?
Yep, that game is, of course,
Football Manager 2014.
Assassin's Creed 4.
There you go. I thought I'd just say the next game on the thing. Assassin's Creed.
Ezio 2. AKA Edward Kenway.
So yeah, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 this week. It will, of course, be coming out on PlayStation 4 on the launch of the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on the launch of the Xbox One. There will be a PC release, however, it's always later with the Assassin's Creed games. As Paul has mentioned, you play as Edward Kenway, who is a pirate.
Armity.
You do some sailing and some swimming and some pillaging. Just trying to do something with an in at the end. It looks pretty cool. They've taken a lot of stuff on, from the looks of it, from Far Cry, including like the Outpost and stuff like that. And I'm looking forward to it. And you know what's good? Because it, of course, when the Xbox One comes out, doesn't come out on the same day as Watch Dogs. It means I might actually play Assassin's Creed, which is alright. And of course, it's a new story in the tale, because you're Edward. And in the Animus, you play as yourself, apparently. I still don't really know 100% about that.
Can I once again go on record and say the story, the overarching storyline of Assassin's Creed is the biggest disaster in the history of writing?
Yeah.
Oh, it really is terrible.
Okay. Okay. As well as that, of course, you can buy various different editions. There's like a Black Skull edition.
There's a Buccaneer edition. A Black Skull edition.
There's another one as well.
This edition, or that edition. I'm sick and just...
It's Ubisoft. You know they like to do it. They like to try and get as many different versions as possible. And then next up, we've got Football Manager 2014. So Black Flag's out tomorrow. Football Manager is out end of the week, presumably. Football Manager 2014, this is a PC-only game for people who like to manage football teams.
Ha-ha to all the rejects who bought FIFA Manager. There are some. Despite the fact EA have now actually, like with their FIFA releases on the Wii, and, you know, all the unsupported/half-supported platform, they say Legacy Edition. So the only actual changes in FIFA Manager, EA openly admit, are updated teams and kits.
Is that it?
Yep. Big Legacy Edition in the top corner, with small print on the back saying, updated teams and kits only.
Jeez.
But, I mean, I am happy that they say that now.
Because so people know.
Before, it was like, Have they actually done
anything? It's like, what have they done in this game?
Who now knows, you see on the box, they've done nothing. Out. And you know what? It's more expensive than Football Manager.
Really? But Football Manager is obviously so much better.
Football Manager is a million times better. But, oh, my son likes FIFA. I want that one. So if you're looking for a Football Manager game, the game you want is Football Manager. Or Championship Manager if you have a time machine and go back in time.
Okay, so next up we've got the other massive release for this week.
Battlefield 4.
There you go. Which, of course, is coming out on Friday. And this is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Of course, the platform to buy on kind of is PC, but you've got Origin.
Yeah, I mean, console releases. Who the hell would want to play one of the current console releases now? Next gen is less than a month away. You could be playing on a new, brand new Xbox One.
That you can tell to turn off.
Dedicated servers and 64 players. Or you could be playing it on your PS3 or your Xbox 360 with, was it 16 players? 32 players, whatever it is. And peer-to-peer hosting and, oh, just shoot me. And super low-res graphics of like 700 by like 500 or whatever the native resolution it runs at.
So yeah, Battlefield 4 is out on current-gen consoles and PC. Look forward to its release on next-gen consoles on the dates that those consoles launch.
Is this one of the games that people are doing like trading offers for?
I think Battlefield is, isn't it? Aren't EA doing that?
Yeah, so you can buy it from some retailers and then get like £40 back if you upgrade to the next-gen one. So check with your favourite local retailer if they're doing that. Because yeah, I mean, you'll get, you know, a few weeks play out of it before you get the new one.
Then we've got WWE 2K14 coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is the new WWE game. Used to be known as WWF before the Wildlife Foundation people had issues with it. So yeah, I guess what, new wrestlers and whatnot?
Who cares? Angry Birds Star Wars is coming out on consoles. This is coming out on everything.
Wii U. The 360. The PS3. And the 3DS.
And what's this going to be, like £30 or something ridiculous?
Probably. Well, how much did that trilogy come out? Was that £20 or was that more than that?
£1 or a couple of quid on my phone or £30 on my games console.
But you could play it on your Wii U. Except then you could just play it on a tablet and it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. But the thing is, people
really
buy it, don't
they? They don't,
do they
though,
not?
Do they?
Oh, jeez.
No one buys this game. If they released it for like...
£10...
You can get away with that. Or just release it for download on the consoles. You know, why even bother with a... I'm sick and tired of all these retail
releases. To be fair, it's kind of surprising
releases.
With the cost of, like, production to release that on a console.
Just do it download.
I mean, surely they make tons of money from...
If people are too dumb to figure out how to connect their console to the internet, they don't deserve to play Angry Birds. Let's be honest about it.
Okay. Then we've got Saint Seiya Brave Soldiers coming out on PS3. This is based off the Saint Seiya anime, for anyone who knows what that is, being published by Namco. Then we've got Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army 2 coming out on PC. So this is the sequel to Nazi Zombie Army, which came out, what was that, last year? So they're trying to go for a Halloween release, although I think it comes out on the 1st. So this is apparently improved from the original. Then we've got Monster High 13 Wishes. Coming out on Wii U, DS and 3DS. SpongeBob SquarePants Plankton's Robotic Revenge coming out on the DS. One of the coolest games this week, coming out on the 1st though, not on the 31st I guess, is Deadly Premonition the Director's Cut, which of course got greenlit earlier on. Well, actually it was only like a couple of months ago. And yeah, you'll be able to play Deadly Premonition on your PC, and it's the director's cut, so it's the version that was released on the PS3 fairly recently, so it will have additional content that your 360 version did not have, so it's got like an extra scene or something like that, and improved textures, as well as I think the combat slightly changed. So you can pick that up, and I presume it has Steam achievements and all that jib jab.
Steam.
As well as that, you got Wii Fit U coming out digitally, apparently.
Wii Fit U.
I'm not sure when it's coming out.
So I take it this is aimed at people who already have the Wii Fit board, but would like some decent software.
Presumably, yeah. Because, there's all they'll be able to do is play Wii Fit, or Wii Fit Plus, or whatever it's called.
Wii Fit.
So, yeah. It's interesting, of course, them just releasing it randomly on its own.
The only trouble with that is, since you're holding the Wii U tablet controller, it's going to add to your weight. If people are going to get on it and say, oh my god, I've put on an extra 20 grams or whatever it weighs.
20 grams. Oh no, I weigh 20 grams more.
Oh no, I'm going to have to not have a drink next time I go on it. Stop yawning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that's it for this week.
Yep.
We'll be back next week to slag off Call of Duty.
Why are we slagging off Call of Duty? Is it coming out next week?
Next week, isn't it?
Is it like fourth or fifth or something like that?
It's the fifth, isn't it? Remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and cod.
I like that. Did you come up with that?
I just came up with that on the fly just now. Yeah, so
that's got to be next week's show title.
It's too long though, isn't it?
Have a shortened version for the show, but you have to say all of it for the name. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, well, remember it.
Yep.
chat room, if you've got anything to say to add to the show, you've got about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm about to click this button here. Click this one here. Click this one here. Click that. Click this. I shouldn't have closed this down, really. Click that. And then this is back
up. What, your amount of clicks? Minimize.
One day I'm actually going to set up shortcuts on my desktop. Or even just put shortcuts in the episode.
This should allow you to put shortcuts in here or something. You could do that. I could put them in whenever I do. Because the thing is, I copy the template from the previous
ones. Yeah, we need some sort of workflow solution to save the clicks.
To minimise clicking.
Right. So we'll be back next week. Feedback, as always, can go to feedback@gamercast.net. And if you've listened this far into the show, you're obviously worthy of writing for our website. We are looking for a couple of people to help write up the next gen news. I'm looking for it specifically. Or you can write about whatever you want on the website.
Not whatever you want.
Well, game related.
Within reason.
But yeah, check the Facebook page for that if you want to put something on your CV because no one's giving you a job. This is an opportunity to put something on your CV because no one's giving you a job. Because that way you won't have your mum as your only reference. Right.
You have to be good at writing, though.
Well, yeah. Obviously, if you're going to waste my time, I'm just going to be like, mate.
People waste my time, usually. We've gone through so many people who just get bored. Oh, I have a job. I can't write news.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you become part of the crew and you get into the right mindset, you know, the sky's the limit with the career path in this.
Well, we can get you tickets to events and stuff.
Right. Even if big events like E3. Although Catherine gets first dabs.
And Charlotte does.
Okay. So you're third on the list of people who might get a ticket. Not that anyone wants to go to next year's because it's all rubbish. So let's hit this button here because no one said anything.
But yeah, so as Paul said, if anyone's interested in writing for the website, feel free to send us an email or something.
I'm looking for people who can do at least 4 news posts a week. We're not looking for any game reviewers. We want news post people. And we're not people just to write clickbait headlines like every other website with whatever made up gibberish they saw on some lame Twitter feed.
Plus, you can't just look at a press release and change a couple of words around.
Yeah.
We like people to... Well, we like to write more...
Good.
Better.
Yeah.
Great.
So if you're interested, paul@gamercast.net, send over a thing saying, hey, I want to do this. Here's a short example of how I can rip accurately.
Do a recent thing. So look and see what new in the news and do something based off that. And if it's good enough, we might put it up on the website. But I'd like minimal editing.
To be honest, we want 0 editing done on your stuff.
So be good at the English you'll